So what in the world is artificial intelligence? And I think a simplistic way of looking at it is essentially when a machine is taught to mimic the sort of cognitive functions of the human mind. That's essentially what it is. You get the machine to almost operate like close to a human mind, right? And that machine is able to learn and also do problem solving. And the more you teach it, the better it becomes at doing problem solving. And as a matter of fact, it's developed so amazingly well. The applications can be used in education to track kids' learning. And they create those funny little things called algorithms that then help you, you know, improve the learning experience of a particular kid. In medicine, you can use it to literally say that, hey, you've got TB. And they use something called deep neural networks there, which is something similar, where you can actually diagnose TB and cancer up to 93% accuracy. CFOs' jobs, or big parts of those jobs, even auditors' jobs, will be made redundant because those computers, if taught effectively, can do the job probably 100,000 times better and quicker. So AI is there. It's going to change the world. It's already disrupting different industries, as a matter of fact. And now there's going to be a conference around all of this. The AI Community Expo coming in September. And the man behind it, well, he's one of the people working very hard to put this event together, Nick Bradshaw, Dr. Nick Bradshaw, the event director. Hi, Nick. Good having you on the show.
Morning, Tino, and thanks for having me on the show, and good morning to your listeners.
Wonderful stuff. I'm excited about this, but then again, I'm one of those fanboys. Just tell us, what are you hoping to achieve by, you know, putting an AI community expo together?
Yeah, thanks, Tino. I mean, essentially, we're trying to build a business-focused community. So whilst there's lots of gatherings and meetings around the technical and academic communities, the business community is a group of people we're focusing on, and we're trying to get everybody in the room to have a conversation around what you can do with AI right now in the business world, and to look at that from an economic and social good perspective.
Okay, so what is there to display? What can we expect in September? You know, some of the interesting things that we need to break down the door for.
Yeah, I mean, we've essentially got four key things that we're trying to do at the show. Obviously, there's a conference, and we've got 50 speakers talking about real applications of AI in the real world. So
yes,
we've got anything from innovation through to case studies, through to vendors and their solutions. We've got an expo where we've got everybody from a startup right up to the likes of Didata, SAP in the room. We've got a skills workshop where we're putting 400 young engineers and entrepreneurs through some learning exercises and giving them some exposure to the show.
Brilliant.
And also we've got a expo hands-on demo area so people can actually play around with some of the technology.
And hopefully, and this has been a passion of mine, Nick, to make sure that one actually integrates AI and learning into the education system. And that is a discussion that one needs to have as well. But I'm really, really interested by this. So you get this community to work together to which end?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's an education aspect to this. So we're actually trying to make people aware about the benefits of AI. Obviously, clearly you mentioned some of them in the introduction there. We're obviously trying to connect people together as well. So we'd like to connect investors with entrepreneurs. We want to connect suppliers with buyers. We want to share knowledge. We want to showcase African AI innovation. And we've got a couple of companies launching their products at the show. And we also want to engage with different stakeholders. We want government in the room. We want educators in the room. And we've built an ecosystem of partners who are helping bring some awareness to this show to people who wouldn't normally be able to attend. So we've made the show open to people at the entrepreneur and student end, but we've also made it open to executives at the other end of the spectrum as well.
Absolutely brilliant. It's by time we have something like this, by the way. You know, everybody sort of pays homage to it on the side of some innovation this and some business that. So I think the sort of core focus being on AI and the future is certainly long overdue. So well done to you and the team for that. And what do those tickets cost? Where do we get them? How do we get in? You know, all those little details.
Okay, so the main event is running on September the 10th and 11th, Monday and Tuesday. We have a VIP opening and launch on a Sunday evening, which you're very welcome to come to, Keynote. We hope you can make it.
Love that, yes.
In terms of the tickets themselves, you can buy them online and register online. You can also get tickets through the sponsors with a discount, or you can come to us directly and we can give you an invoice and you can pay us directly.
And what do they cost?
The tickets are 6,500 rand at the moment, and if you go through a sponsor, you can get 30% off. And the skills workshops that we're running are free of charge, and they will be promoted through our community and education partners.
And I've got no doubt that you and your team are going to be providing us with some of the really cool companies doing some really amazing stuff so that we can talk to them on the show.
Yeah, I really hope we can show that to the people, and you're welcome to attend and give it some coverage, Keynote. Thank you.
Perfect. There we go. That is Nick Bradshaw, the event director for the largest Pan-African AI Community Expo coming in September.